This is St. Louis Public Radio. When the Missouri State Legislature returns from its recess, the Senate will consider a budget that includes an amendment pulling all state funding to Planned Parenthood affiliates. St. Louis Public Radio's Duri Buscarin takes a look at how Missouri's proposal could affect services here in the St. Louis region.
The way this amendment is written, the state of Missouri would be forbidden from allocating any money to an organization that provides abortions, except to save the life of the mother, or counsels women considering one. Republican Marsha Haefner of Oakville defended the measure before the House earlier this month.
The taxpayers in the state have made it very clear they do not want their tax dollars going to support abortion services. That's the purpose of that language.
But tax dollars already can't go to abortion services in Missouri. State law forbids all insurance plans, including publicly funded ones, from covering the procedure unless the mother's life is at risk. So if this amendment passes the Senate, what would actually happen is that Planned Parenthood, the state's only abortion provider, would no longer receive funding from Missouri's Medicaid program. That's health insurance for low-income, disabled, and pregnant Missourians. Mary Kogut, who's CEO of Planned Parenthood of the St. Louis region in southwest Missouri, says about 7,000 of the agency's regular patients are on Medicaid. And the cuts would only affect Medicaid-covered services. Again, not abortions.
Birth control, STI testing and treatment, well woman care, pap smears, pelvic exams, breast exams. Those are the women that we're concerned about right now.
House Republicans say Planned Parenthood's patients could instead go to the state's publicly funded health centers, which cannot provide abortions but do offer OBGYN care. Kogut argues that logic violates federal law, which gives Medicaid clients the right to choose their own provider. Doctors at these publicly funded centers don't think it'll work either. Dr. Melissa Tapey from Affinia Healthcare in St. Louis says the influx of patients would be hard to manage.
I think we could absorb some of them, but actually our space would really be the main limitation. I think wait lists would be longer, and even for our existing patients then might get a little longer.
Tapey can prescribe birth control, the morning after pill, and treatment for sexually transmitted infections, just like the doctors at Planned Parenthood. But as one of the few OBGYNs at a publicly funded health center, she's also in high demand for prenatal care, delivering babies, and doing minor surgeries for women who don't have health insurance at all. Dr. Abby Sudvarg at Family Care Health Center in Carondelet says these clinics don't have the resources to offer the kind of drop-in care that Planned Parenthood specializes in.
For someone who calls in and just wants a women's health appointment and contraception, it depends on the day that they call. They may get a 2-week waiting list, they may get a 2-month waiting list.
But if a woman needs emergency contraception, she has to take it within 3 days of having unprotected sex. And then there's the question of whether the amendment's language would extend to physicians that don't provide abortions but counsel women considering one. That's a lot of doctors, including Tapey and Sudvarg.
I give options counseling. I would continue to do what I, as a healthcare provider, believe is best for the patient, and that is to give them all options available to them for their personal care.
This amendment is one of dozens of bills the legislature has filed that target Planned Parenthood, often with the stated intention of reducing abortions. But Tapey at Affinia says taking away preventive options is counterproductive.
I don't know anyone who doesn't want to decrease the abortion rate. But the way to do that is to provide good birth control so that we lower the unintended pregnancy rate.
Several states, including Arkansas and Utah, have attempted to pull Medicaid funds from Planned Parenthood clinics in the past year, despite explicit federal guidance against it. Many of those fights are now in court, and Missouri may join them should the state legislature pass the amendment into law. I'm Duri Buscarin, St. Louis Public Radio.